So much is happening around the world, day after day. You need a daily update to keep up. And Up First from NPR News is it, a podcast that brings you up to date, brings you the news you need to start your day in about 10 minutes. Weekday mornings from NPR News.
I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered. And so I'm here with Lars Gotrich, and I'm here with Joshua Bote. And the other day, I'm sitting and listening to this music that I'd just gotten in, and Joshua walks by, and Joshua's kind of, well, we ate a lot of cotton candy on the show last week, but Joshua's like cotton candy, and at least, I mean, you okay with that?
Yeah. It's not wrong.
Right. And so was the music I listened to. It was fun. It just screamed you, and I just brought you over to my desk, played you this music, and
10 seconds in, I was like, I'm hooked. I took off my headphones and I asked Bob to send it to me. It's real good stuff.
Tell us about it.
So it's this song called Prom Dress. Her performing name is MXM Tune, but her real name is Maya. She's this 18-year-old singer-songwriter from Oakland. She makes really sweet, really cotton candy pop music, and it's really a delight. I'm glad Bob shared it with me.
And she's got an amazing social media presence,
yeah.
Let's just say that.
She does a lot of stuff on YouTube. She's really, really engaged with her fans.
We reached out to her, and immediately she sent us a really nice voice memo telling us about this song, which is called
Prom Dress.
Hi, this is MXM Tune, and you are going to listen to my new single, Prom Dress. I wrote it around this time last year based off of a tweet I made about crying in my prom dress, and I decided that there was something really symbolic and deeply ironic about that image, and so naturally, I wrote about it. And so the song is really just about expectations of ourselves and our experiences, but the reality of who we are conflicting with ideas that are fed to us. And I feel like prom as an event represents what is supposed to be such a peak moment in people's lives and encapsulate the concept of youth, but in actuality, there's much more that's happening behind the scenes. And so I hope you enjoy the song.
I'm nearing the end of my fourth year. I feel like I've been lacking, crying too many tears. Everyone seemed to say it was so great, but did I miss out? Was it a huge mistake? I can't help the fact I like to be alone. It might sound kinda sad, but that's just what I seem to know. I tend to handle things usually by myself, and I can't ever seem to try and ask for help. I'm sitting here, crying in my prom dress. I'd be the prom queen if crying was a contest. Makeup is running down, feelings are all around. How did I get here? I need to know. I guess I maybe had a couple expectations. Thought I'd get to them, but no, I didn't. I guess I thought that prom was gonna on my wall to try and stop myself from revealing it all. Affecting others is the last thing I would do. I keep to myself though I want to break through. I hold so many small regrets, and what if it's down inside my head? Some confidence, it couldn't hurt me. My demeanor is often misread. Sitting here, crying in my prom dress. I'd be the prom queen if crying was a contest. Makeup is running down, feelings are all around. How did I get here? I need to know. I guess I maybe had a couple expectations, thought I'd get to them, but no I didn't. I guess I thought that prom was gonna be fun, but now I'm sitting on the floor and
I never went to prom.
I was going to ask you that. I did, and locked my keys in the car that night. Yeah, we all have our memories. Well, some of us have our memories. It didn't go all that well.
Oh, okay. Really Joshua, sure did you go?
I was on prom court, and it was 5 years ago.
Wow. Probably prom court?
Like a that? Bunch of five competitors go and fight to be prom king.
Whoa, this could be a whole nother show.
Although I the song is very sweet and I appreciate the sentiment a lot because I do indulge myself in a teen rom-com every now and again.
Okay.
Yeah, I like a Mean Girls movie every now and again.
So that was?
Prom Dress.
By?
MXM Tune.
And the smile on your face when I played it was the same as what happened yesterday when we had Carly Rae Jepsen in our office. I happened to be diagonal from you, and I enjoyed, actually you too, Lars, watching the two of your faces as Carly Rae was at the desk.
An absolute joy. I can't wait for everybody to see this tiny desk.
That's awesome.
It was perfect.
I kind of need an antidote. Like, I appreciate that stuff,
yes.
But I appreciate other people appreciating it more than I'll actually get from it. Mm-hmm. So, what do we got?
So, this artist we just played is from Oakland. The next band we're about to play is also from Oakland, but the complete opposite spectrum, musically, sonically, probably politically, lyrically, everything else. The band is named, I'm going to preface this by saying, I tried in vain to figure out how the band pronounces their name. It's spelled K-H-I-I-S. So in my weekly sampling around Bandcamp, where I just kind of click on things and see if there's anything new that I'm enjoying, there's a great punk label based out of London called La Vida es un Mustiscos. And pretty much everything they put out is something I will enjoy. And they just put out the debut album by Keys called Bizor. And I was just absolutely floored by it. So I think we should just play the title track and we'll come back to it.
Okay. Brace yourselves. Cleansing.
Yeah, absolutely an antidote to some pop music,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really was, right?
And speaking of, the name of the record is called Bizor, and it is actually the Persian word for antidote.
Wow, nice work, Lars.
Yeah, I've looked this up. So a bizor, according to the dictionary, a bizor is a small stony concretion that may form in the stomachs of certain animals, and it is believed to have the power of a universal antidote to poison.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty badass,
yeah,
right?
Right.
kind of, it's an exciting time right now in American hardcore because you have this band who partly screams their lyrics in Farsi. And there's a band from New York called Haram, and its lead singer, Nader Haram, is Lebanese-American, and he screams in Arabic, and he largely is talking about all the Islamophobia that he has to endure every single day. And so, I don't know, I get excited about this because it means that the scope of American hardcore punk is just growing, and we're hearing more voices screaming.
This is awesome. I'm going to calm us all down.
Okay.
But I love that. So I'm going to play a song by a group called The Quiet Temple. So,
okay,
right? We're going calm. These are members of the group Soul Savers, Spiritualize, Stereo Lab, and they've all gotten together. It's an instrumental album that they've made. And they all gathered together in Peter Gabriel's studio, Real World Studios. It's not improv. There's thought that went into it, but it's somewhat free form. It reminds me of a very calming version of King Crimson, if I had a...
I'm tentatively into this. You said a lot of words there that ring a lot of bells for me.
Good, good. So Rich Machen from Soul Sayers. There's Tim Lewis from Spiritualize, Rick Dickety from Stereolab and Spiritualized, and Doggin, or Tony Foster, from Spiritualize. So I'm going to play this song. I love the title of the song, which is called The Last Opium Den, parentheses, on Earth.
Wow.
Thank you.
totally get the slowed down, like Kim Crimson vibe.
Yeah. Joshua, have you ever heard King Crimson?
A couple times.
Okay.
Just can't say I'm an expert, but
yeah, no, I did not ask. You just didn't, you know, sometimes some group artist is a core center of like who you are musically, and they are for me. And then you just wonder if someone who you had no reason to know them, really. You're 20, how old?
22.
Yeah, right. So
it's never too late to get into King Crimson.
Yeah, yeah.
All true. Right, yeah. Show me the way.
Will do. That'll be a good show, too.
They do have an album called A Young Person's Guide to King Crimson.
They do, so. Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. You're right. Absolutely.
Guess what I'm doing this?
This weekend, yeah. So that was The Quiet Temple, The Last Opium Den on Earth, and it's from a record that comes out, self-titled record, that comes out July 5th, and I love that and needed that.
Yeah, can't wait to hear more.
We've gone everywhere.
But we have.
but we're going to do more. Take a break. We'll be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti USB microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue helps thousands of creators tell their stories every day and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get started with special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR. Support also comes from Tito's Handmade Vodka. Born and bred in Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Music's just kind of part of our DNA, says Tito Beverage, founder and master distiller of Tito's Handmade Vodka. For recipes, videos, and more, visit them at titosvodka.com. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka. Fifth Generation Incorporated, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas, crafted to be savored responsibly.
So we're back. Joshua Bote and Lars Gotrich are here. You both have songs, and I think like this show has gone, polarity is the key here. Joshua, what are you going to do?
Now time for something completely different. What I have for you is this song, Right Side of My Neck, by this artist, Faye Webster. She's from Atlanta. She's 21 years old, and she has sort of a weird, interesting background. She made her first record in 2017, and she was signed to this label, Awful Records. And Awful Records releases a lot of hip-hop, you know, sort of very, not what the song sounds like, music. And it's really sweet, it's really soulful, very, like, twangy. And she's coming out with a new album in a couple of weeks called Atlanta Millionaires Club. She works really closely with a bunch of big rappers as a photographer. She's photographed Offset from Migos, Killer Mike, and Lil Yachty. But her voice kind of reminds me of Natalie Press in some ways. And it's phenomenal. So here's Right Side of My Neck by Faye Webster.
Her haircut, but it looks good anyway. I kinda wonder where you got it, and I doubt you even paid. The right side of my neck still smells like you. The right side of my neck still smells like you. I wonder if you got home,
still smells like you.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're going to put that on the Rosé Wave playlist.
Oh, I could see that. That's perfect. And it's getting, it got like 80 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, it got a little warm in here just listening to that. That was great.
More bass on that than a normal country song was one thing I noticed, but I never would have associated her with any kind of hip hop label. So this record is on
Secretly Canadian.
I gotcha. Lars. Contrast.
Yes, again, another yes. pivot.
So we're going to go from Fabe Webster to...
some droney rock music.
Yes.
$75 Bill is a New York-based duo of Rick Brown and Che Chen. Rick Brown plays basically like junk percussion. He like hits on a plywood crate and he has like broken horns and stuff that he plays out of and whatnot. And Che Chen plays a variety of different guitars. And they met on MySpace. Remember MySpace?
Yeah.
They met on MySpace like years and years and years ago. They formed a friendship based on mutual loves of lots of different kinds of outside music. And they formed this duo who, at their core, it's just like improvised drone jams, basically. And every now and again, they'll bring in a bunch of different collaborators to play with them. And they have a new record coming out called I Was Real. They kind of had a lot of fun in the studio for this one. So they do some tracks that are just them. And their songs, you know, those are the Velvet Underground bootlegs that sometimes are better than the actual records, yeah. You know, that are just them like jamming yeah. for like hours on end. Imagine that.
Right.
But the roots of those were typically from Ethiopian jazz music or like Malian, like desert music.
Great trance music.
You know, great trance music. And so they're pulling more from that than from Velvet Underground, but that kind of gives you an idea of where they're at. So for this particular song, which is called WZN number 3, parentheses, verso, they decide to have a little fun with it. So they had an original quartet recording of the jam, basically. And then they had 6 or 7 players like overdub on top of it. And then they removed the original jam from it. So
nice.
all you hear is what people were improvising on top of instead of the original recording. So just a nice little like mix minus going on there. And the result is just like, I just want to nod my head for like a few hours listening to it.
That's great. I love this today. I don't know quite, Lars, the one thing about you is that you're total embracer of both sides of this musical coin that we've done today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Joshua, less so. Mm-hmm. And me, completely less so. So Joshua and I are the polar opposites, and Lars sits in the middle. And
I'm the uniter.
And that's awesome. I just would love to understand your brain that could love what we're about to play, this $75 bill cut, and then the Carly Rae Jepsen at the same time, and get equal pleasure and delight out of both things.
Your brain can hold both sides of the same coin, Bob. different pleasure centers. Sometimes you just want some candy. Sometimes you want...
the hammer.
The hammer, sure.
Not sure that was perfect. But
close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.